2 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul says, "But I determined with myself that I wouldn't come again to you in heaviness. If I made you sorry, who is he then that makes me glad but the one who's made sorry by me? Now I wrote this unto you so that when I came I should have sorrow, lest when I came I should have sorrow from those of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all." So Paul was writing a difficult letter really to these Corinthians and was asking them to actually do what they'd promised, which was to give some money for the poor believers in Jerusalem. And he'd been going around boasting to everyone that, oh yes, the believers in Corinth, they're going to give some money. But when it actually came to giving, they didn't want to, and they started getting all cranky with Paul and being nasty to him, and in fact sinning very badly. And you wonder, why we have all these difficult situations in life? Well, it is really to test our wisdom, to develop our wisdom and spirituality. And so it was with Paul. He says, "Out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know how much and how abundantly I love you. If I cause grief to anybody, or if they have caused grief to me," he's not really grieved me, really, "but I don't want to charge you all too much for what you've done." So he's saying, yes, I did have to write you a tough letter, but I wrote that letter with tears. So even though Paul does write some hard things, he wrote them with tears because he really wanted to see their repentance. And so God also wants us to repent, and he also does these things with tears so that we might do. And he seems to be talking about the person whom he told them in the first letter to the Corinthians they should separate from, somebody who had taken his father's wife and who had sinned in many ways, and he told them to separate from that person. He says now that that man's punishment is sufficient. And now, quite the opposite, you ought to forgive him and comfort him, lest he is swallowed up with too much sorrow. So, if you do have to discipline somebody, don't overdo it, or else you'll totally destroy them. Because the idea of discipline is not that you're angry with someone and you want to show them that you are angry with them, but that you want them to repent, and you do it with sorrow, and you don't want to overdo it because you don't want to destroy them. So he says, "I beg you that you would affirm your love for him. And this is why I wrote, that I might test you whether you're obedient in all things. To whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. And if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it for your sakes, lest the enemy should get an advantage of us, because we're not ignorant of his schemes. Further, when I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Jesus, and a door was opened unto me by the Lord Jesus, I didn't have any rest in my spirit, because I didn't find Titus, my brother. But leaving them, I went from there into Macedonia." So he came to Troas, and a door was opened to him. In other words, there was an opportunity. And if we really want opportunities to preach the gospel, God will give them to us. A door will be opened. And that's why I pray every day that God will give me meetings with the right people. Because none of us are great preachers, really. We're not as outgoing as we should be. And in the end, we want to meet people whom we can help to the gospel. And so he says that the Lord opened a door. He gave me an opportunity. "Now thanks be to God," Paul says, "who always makes us triumph in Christ and makes manifest the smell of his knowledge by us everywhere." Now, I think he's alluding to what the Romans called a triumph. Where if the general of the army had won a victory, then all the soldiers followed him through the streets in a great procession called a triumph. And they used to carry incense that made a nice smell. And he's saying that, look, Jesus has won this great victory, and we are his soldiers following him with this incense that we're burning. Because we, he says, are to God a sweet smell of Christ. But to some, we are the smell of death unto death, and to others the smell of life unto life. So he's saying that those who are perishing, those who will reject the message, they find what we say horrible. But those who will be saved find what we say a beautiful smell. But whatever, we are making that witness because Jesus won on the cross in the greatest battle that was against sin. And so we should enter into that, that he won, and we're on his side, and we should feel the wonder of that victory over sin. And that should motivate us to go out and share that with other people, even though some will love it and some will hate it.